It was a golden week in the West End, in more ways than one. The weather was nearly perfect, and the colors were at their peak. As a result, there was a perfect storm of tourism as people flocked to the area for the beauty, hospitality, and culture. All of the events that happened in the West End last week came off without a hitch, and all had good attendance. The Birch Grove Community Center celebration was very well attended, and Birch Grove Director Patty Nordahl wants me to thank everyone on her behalf. She singled out Matt Cardis, Bill Huggins, Eric Frost, Doug Nordahl, and James Coleman for their hard work in getting the new wood-fired bread and pizza oven finished and cured in time for the ribbon cutting. She also thanked Roger Michelson for cutting the ribbon on the oven that is a memorial to his wife, Muriel, and Ginny Storley, who cut the ribbon on the new skating rink and warming house, dedicated to the memory of her husband, Daryl. Finally, Patty gives special thanks to all the volunteers who got the playground installed. A couple of former Birch Grove students commented that they'd like to re-enroll in elementary school, just so they can enjoy the new playground and tennis court. Patty is also gauging interest in the possibility of a beginning Tai Chi class at Birch Grove. Give Patty a call at 663-7977 if you're interested. Patty also mentioned that several classes are being considered for exploring the various uses of the wood-fired oven. Let Patty know what your ideas are for the oven, whether as a student or as an instructor. The Sawtooth Mountain Clinic office at Birch Grove will be open one day a week throughout October. Call 387-2330 for appointments. And before we leave Birch Grove, mark your calendar for the Zora Church's annual lutefisk supper, scheduled for Saturday, November 10th, at Birch Grove. This is a time-tested community event with deep cultural roots that run all the way back to Scandinavia. Another long-standing community event is the North Shore Healthcare Foundation Golf Tournament, held at Superior National in Lutzen on Sunday, October 7th. The traditional 19th hole reception will once again be hosted by the ever-generous Lutzen Resort. As always, be there or be square. You can find details at the North Shore Healthcare Foundation website. There are two really cool historical presentations coming up. Cook County Higher Education is collaborating with the Cook County Historical Society to bring up Todd Lindahl from Two Harbors, who will present Passenger Boats of the North Shore on Thursday, October 18th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the North Shore campus in Grand Marais. I know Todd, and he is an interesting and entertaining expert on North Shore history. Call 387-3411 if you have questions. Of course, treats will be provided. The second historical gathering is the annual storytelling dinner sponsored by the North Shore Fishing Museum and held at Lutzen Resort. This year, the event will feature Adolf Ojard, who is the executive director of the Seaway Port Authority in Duluth. Adolf is a Knife River native who grew up commercial fishing with his grandfather on Lake Superior. His mother is Marion Torgerson from the Isle Royal Torgersons. December 1st is the date, and reservations can be made by calling Lutzen Resort at 663-7212. Almost every party returning from the BWCA Wilderness last week reported hearing wolves howl. We've heard them almost every night here at Sawbill as well. One couple from Michigan heard the wolves howl so close to their campsite that they were also able to hear the brush rustle as the pack passed by and the sound of the wolves lapping up water from the lake. Hearing the wolves and seeing their sign is one of the signature experiences that draw people to the forest and wilderness. Sadly, many wolves will be killed next month when the wolf hunting and trapping season begins, again, after many years of wolves being strictly protected. I have no objection to hunting or trapping, but I feel strongly that the wolves have more economic value to the local community when they are alive, rather than as a trophy in someone's den. I always enjoy asking our outfitting guests about what they do for a living. As an outfitter, it's nearly impossible to guess what people do by looking at them. One customer a few years ago was returning from her trip and was extremely dirty. Her clothes were filthy, her face was covered with soot, and frankly, she smelled bad. She was an interesting conversationalist, so I asked her what she did for a living. She informed me that she was a federal judge. I was surprised and did a little double take. She caught it and said, "Does it surprise you that a woman is a federal judge?" "No," I replied. "It surprises me that someone so dirty is a federal judge." She laughed and said, "You should see me in my robes." This spring, we had a customer who is an accomplished and well-known trumpet player. Last week, we had a customer who is an accomplished and well-known trumpet maker. Besides being genuinely interesting people to meet, I was able to connect them as friends on Facebook. And who knows what beautiful music might be the result. It's a small world here in the West End. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.